Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Lee. So did the Democrats not tell us that Trump, being, of course, a racist, xenophobe and Latino hater, was thrilled to have within his evil clutches the Latino families at the border, the illegal immigrants, so that he could separate them, right? And well, cause pain to the children.
That's what they say.
Yes. And so what has the and how quickly we forget the big talking point, Ben, among the Democrats, that the true horror is not that we have open borders or we're not DNA testing anybody against the federal, you know, FBI database. We don't care if they're a terrorist or a mass murderer. We don't care about any of that. What is the true horror? The true horror is that children are being separated from their parents, right?
That's it.
We've been told that again and again and again and again and again. All right. So Trump's like, okay, we won't separate them from their parents. Well, DNA test them is a different DNA test to see if they're, you know, related to the people, because we don't want to make sure it's not their trafficker we're putting them in the cell with. And we'll house them together until their hearings. How about that? Because their main beef this whole time has been the separation, right?
Yep. That was it.
Causes anxiety, the children. So Trump's like, okay, we figure out a way to, we're going to house them with their parents. They will not be separated. And the Democrats are like, oh, thank God, because we were,
No.
Now they're outraged. The children are not going to be separated.
Yeah, of course.
Because what they really want is anybody who has a kid to be just released into the country. They don't even want them DNA tested to see if it's their child sex trafficker that's bringing them in or their mother.
Now, what they want is to oppose anything that Donald Trump wants to do.
Yeah, and it's not just that. They want open borders.
No, that too. But
yeah, so votes. It's about votes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so here is the Democrats' response. Trump does what they want. Ends child separation at the border. Now, what he did was close something called Flores. And Flores is a court ruling. This is where liberal judges just make up laws because they're smarter and better than Congress and better looking. And they said, okay, arbitrarily, we just decide 20 days. You can't hold a kid longer than 20 days. You got to let him go. Well, what that means is you got to let their parents go, too. This is why people are buying children to come to the border with. Because they know that if they got the kid, that they have to be released. And then these kids should get dumped at the border. I mean, like, thousands of them. It's been tens of thousands just dumped and left like human refuse at the border, which the Democrats have no problem with. You'll never hear them complain about that. I have never heard them complain about it once. Can you imagine? I mean, did you see that video on Fox? 4-year-old left there crying.
That's just heartbreaking.
Oh, it tore me apart. You know what his mom did? She said he was going to go get him something to eat and she never came back. He was with his sister. This is what the Democrats don't find cruel. I was in tears watching that video. I mean, it just ripped me apart. But see, that is not cruel. You understand? So what Trump is doing is he's saying to the illegals, okay, you think you bring a kid here and we're going to let you go until your asylum hearing? You are sadly mistaken. We're going to keep you and the kid, if the kid is yours, in a jail cell until the hearing. That can be released in this country to disappear, as 90% of you do, and never show up for your hearings. What about them apples? Well, he knows they won't come and they won't bring the kids on the 2,000-mile journey. And we're not going to have dead kids at the border anymore, which would be awesome. It's good for the children. This is the Democrats' response to that.
I think that the Trump administration people sit around every single day thinking up new ways to be cruel to these migrants.
Immigrant families, and specifically kids, they'll be held literally indefinitely at the pleasure of the Trump administration. It's kind of like Guantanamo.
They would rip kids from the bosoms of their mothers.
Okay, that last moron is still on the old talking points. Nobody's ripping any kid from their mother. That they're good. The plan is to house them together. And again, Lee, as a person from the Border Patrol brilliantly pointed out on Fox about a month ago, if these people in these detention facilities say, you know what, I don't want to be here. I want to go back to my home country. They will let you go. You can go. They will release you. They can go at any time. They are there by choice. And this is what gets lost in this. Okay, listen to this. This is Art Del Quinto, who I know. He's a great guy. He's the Border Council VP. Art Del Quinto. And he's saying, listen, you know, this whole thing, what we're going to do here, we're going to house the kids with the parents. And that is going to make it so that these trafficking organizations won't buy children anymore. Some for as low as $400. Can you imagine buying a kid for $400 to use as you, during your trip? They aren't going to buy these kids anymore and force them to make that 2,000-mile trip and recycle them at the border when they should be in school over and over and over again, because they know now they can't use them to get into the country. Take a listen to what he sees every day. This is what the Democrats support. They want this. They're mad that this can't continue.
Vice President of the National Border Patrol Council, Art Del Quinto, says the president's policies help keep children safe from criminals looking to exploit them.
I'm out there. I'm out there seeing what's happening. I'm seeing these kids being turned over to criminal organizations. I'm seeing these kids walking through the desert. I'm seeing these kids being put in the trunk of cars by people that aren't their parents. We're seeing it. So they're already being exposed to very dangerous things out there. They're being exposed to criminal elements. What we're trying to do is determine who their parents are and make sure the best thing happens to these children.
Well,
and,
I think-
and by open borders and by saying you guys are treating them bad and putting false narrative, that's not helping these kids.
The Democrats are opposed. They want to continue the policy, get yourself a kid, buy yourself a kid, any kid. And by the way, the person you just heard in that montage of outraged Democrats, Daisy Geronimo, as I call her, she's a senator and a Democrat. She opposed DNA testing to see if these kids were with their sex trafficker or their parents. And because she knows it'll stop the flow if we begin to figure out who's who and what's what. That, I mean, that is a level of human callousness that I just, like, I can't even give words to. Sick.
It's politics over people.
Yeah, they do not care about people. They do. They absolutely do not care, and they don't care about children. I mean, you want to talk about not caring about children? Just, I mean, again, as you pointed out in the last hour, just days after we had a first-degree rapist and pedophile, he raped an underage person, released by the Mecklenburg County Sheriff's Department that's in Charlotte. 2 days. 2 days he did in the jail, released because the sheriff ignored an ICE detainer. He wants to be a sanctuary sheriff. And the state legislature tried to save children from this lunatic. And Roy Cooper, the Democrat governor of North Carolina, stepped in and said, no, 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 no. We will not prioritize American children over illegal immigrant, one-time deportee rapists. And he vetoed the bill. The bill would have forced the sheriff's department to hold on to illegal immigrant pedophiles and not turn them loose. That's a step too far for the Democrat Party. And they say Trump's cruel? I mean, this is a level of sick with a capital S. I mean, we're moving into clinical territory with this party.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, going to turn the show over momentarily to Lou in Campobello. He is on the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Lou, what do you make of all this?
Well, I don't agree with practically anything that the Democrats are doing, but I think their goal and their vision is on target. They're going to do anything they can to get as many illegal immigrants as they can into this country. Their hope is 2020, if they win the Senate and hold the Congress or House, that they're going to be able to make laws, make rules. They're going to try to go after the Constitution, anything they can. And they're going to use these illegal immigrants, when they give them amnesty, to get what they want. And by the time these illegal immigrants realize that the Democrats really don't care anything about them, all they want is their vote, it's going to be too late. I think it's going to be a struggle probably in the next 25 years if the Democrats get into power for the Republicans, or let's say conservatives, because I don't think the Republicans are actually conservative, to do anything about it. And I hope the people that are on the border, they don't know which way they're going to vote. If you vote Democrat because you think it's the right thing to do for the illegals, I think everybody listening to your show, you've done a great job explaining that they really don't care about them. They only want to use them as pawns on the board. but we are really, really close to the perversions that the Democrats want to do. I mean, can you imagine allowing a rapist to go free into society?
They
like
did.
They did in Mecklenburg.
Yeah.
I mean, it's stunning. Normal people don't think that way. And we're close. We're one election away. And, you know, I really don't care who the Democrats put up because they're being hijacked by the far left. It's going to be a Trump vote. But I think there's still a lot of people on the fence, and we need to do everything we can to convince them to vote for Trump or at least vote Republican.
I agree. You know, I agree. I absolutely agree with you, Lou. You have done this segment better than I could have done it, and I really appreciate that. Let's remember what we know here. Okay, what we've just learned. I mean, this is shocking. Okay, if you're tuning in, I've spent so much time on this morning. Normally, I bounce around because this perfectly illustrates the cynical mentality of the left. What we're learning this morning is the U.S. Office of Special Counsel, they investigate government agencies, has found that the Obama administration secretly stopped DNA testing illegal immigrants at the border when they were doing catch and release. DNA testing of each of these immigrants is required by federal law. They broke the law to let them go. Those DNA tests were supposed to be run against the FBI federal databases. They would have caught terrorists, violent criminals, people like that. They let them go. Janet Napolitano, at the time she secretly approved this, she was the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, claimed, well, we've got resource problems. Mm-hmm. Eric Holder approved it too, but they kept it secret. Strange, right? Should be proud of what they're doing, right? No, they knew they had to keep it secret. And they left it that way. Trump inherited it, and he didn't even know. The headline on the Fox News story is, Watchdog alerts Trump that border agency violated DNA collection laws for years, letting violent criminals walk free. Why did they do this, folks? Why did they do this? It was an accident. No. No. What do we know? What have I told you? Study by the Department of Homeland Security 2.5 years ago found that 1 in 5 illegals that cross that border is a criminal. It's got a criminal record either on our side or on the other. 1 in 5, that's 20%, even in Common Core math. That's a lot of people. It's a lot of votes. What are they doing with the illegals? Let's review this. Remember I explained it to you? They're using them to steal congressional districts. They've stolen 20 so far, not through illegal immigrant voting. Well, sometimes they do vote. We've found in some places 56,000 voting in Texas. But anyway, no, because if they can get them into blue areas, remember how this works, they get counted in the census, even though they can't vote. When you get counted in the census, what do you get? By Constitution. By the Constitution, you get congressional districts. Congressional districts are awarded by population. So they need the illegals to go to blue areas. That's what sanctuary cities are for. That's why Gary McFadden just released a pedophile child rapist onto the streets of Charlotte. Because you got to have sanctuary city to attract the illegals. Got to have sanctuary city to attract the illegals to blue areas. Because people are doing what? They're fleeing blue areas. And you got to have a sanctuary city to attract the illegals to the blue areas so they can be counted in the census. And congressional districts can be transferred from actual civilian citizen populations to areas with a lot of illegals. This is the game. It's the scam. They don't care who dies. And by the way, this from the people who say they are the party of women. Do you know who the Obama administration let through with this? And they knew this would happen. A 2-time rapist committed his rapes in 1997 to particularly brutal sexual assaults. That's what he takes off across the border. Reba, on delay to hide, right? Well, he comes back. They had him in federal custody at the border. But did on DNA test under Obama. That's mean. So they let him go. Folks, ladies, wake up. You think that's the party of women? They let a 2-time rapist go. My God, am I the only feminist left in this country? Am I the only one? I got to do it because the Democrats won't anymore. I just declared myself a feminist a couple weeks ago because, I mean, God, I got to do it. I mean, nobody else is. There is nothing Trump has ever done or said that is worse than as a matter of deliberate policy letting a 2-time rapist go because he's an illegal immigrant and he might help you land another congressional district, steal it from a red area and transfer it to blue area. Remember the math on this, folks. 20 of these, it is estimated, have been transferred from red to blue areas using illegal immigrants counted in the census. What's the Democrat majority right now, folks? Do the math. We'd still run Congress if not for this. This is deliberate policy of the Democrat Party. They just got busted. They just got busted. It's horrifying. I mean, there's no words to describe this. And by the way, they'll never be held accountable for it. Nobody cares. Not the media.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Coming up in just a moment, just how lawless is the Democrat Party's voting base? Wait till you hear this. If you want to enforce the laws on the books, I'm not even talking about the immigration laws, I'm talking about criminal laws. It will cost you the Democrat primary. If they get an idea that you want anything less than anarchy, you are not electable. Wait until you hear this. But first, we're going to hear from James in Greenville. You want to talk about the DNA testing, James, at the border?
Yes, especially when we have these migrant children. Well, unaccompanied minors is one thing, but then when you have these family units that are coming in and claiming that, oh, yeah, this is my wife and these are my two children, or whatever, or if it's a single mother with two children, how do we know those children belong to the mother? Are they being DNA tested? And why are we permitting people to come in, traverse God knows how many countries to get here, and we let them just claim, oh, yeah, these people, these minors belong to me, and we let them into the country. If I, as a U.S. citizen, go to pick up a child at school, and I'm not the one that's the primary guardian that's supposed to pick up the child at school, I'm not allowed to do that. Or if I do, and I'm believed to be taking the child out of state, they're going to throw up an Amber Alert, do a multi-state search for me to get that child back. And I'm going to be facing the felony charge or something for taking this child that belongs to me. But if I'm not the primary guardian, I'm not allowed to check out of school. But we're letting these people from a continent away come in here claiming that that these children belong to them, and we don't know. I saw one thing on CNN about a year or so ago where this child being reunited with their mother, supposed mother, after child separation. It looks like the kid doesn't even know who the woman is. I mean, that's she probably doesn't. The child probably doesn't know who that woman is. But we're letting this, it's child trafficking is what it is.
Yes, it is.
And it's human trafficking. And, I mean, you probably, I don't know if it was covered on your show, but there's a mega church in Los Angeles, Mexican, most primarily Mexican, mega church in Los Angeles is involved with human trafficking. And that should be a major news story. And I heard a little blip of it and it went away. But this is, it's lawlessness. That's what you said just a few minutes ago. It's absolute lawlessness. It's unacceptable that we are allowing 27 supposed family units a day come into the United States, just claim asylum and let them go. And we don't know who those children are, if they belong to those parents.
It's a lot more than 27 a day. But Trump is, to his credit, and James, you've done a great job on this.
Oh, that's the ones we know. I'm sorry. That's the ones we know.
Yeah.
We don't know how many is coming through that we didn't catch.
Yeah, and I appreciate your phone call. No, you're right. We don't know that. So what Trump's doing right now with the Flores decision is what Democrats asked him to do. He's trying to close the Flores loophole, which says, well, if you got a kid, got to let him go in 20 days at the border, right? And that necessitates letting their parents go as well. And so the Democrats were screaming, child separation is cruel. Just let him go. But you got to look at what the Democrats are doing. Mazie Hieronimo, the senator, I call her Hieronimo, Maisie Hieronimo and others have come out against DNA testing the kids. Now, why would you do that? DNA testing the kids and the parents. Wouldn't you want to know if they're related? Just like James just said. Listen, I mean, I can't go pick up some other kid that's not mine from the carpool lot. They'll put out an Amber Alert. Darn Skippy, they will. You want to make the evening news, try that one. Yet you have Democrats in Congress, including the Senator Hieronimo, saying, no, it's cruel to DNA test them to see if the people are their parents. Well, the only other people they are is they're traffickers. Some of them sex traffickers. It's a horrific epidemic of child sex abuse. These kids are not only trafficked to get them into the country using the Flores rule, they're sexually abused and sold along the way. I mean, it is a horror. And the Democrats are trying to fight DNA testing. It doesn't hurt to be DNA tested. They swab your cheek. So, I mean, this is like the Democrats arguing, listen, you ought to be able to roll on up to the school line this afternoon, as I will do, to pick my kids up, and just take whichever one you want. Now, we're not going to question. It's cruel to question and make sure that you are the parent of the child. I mean, this is how absurd their argument is. And that failed. Trump said, no, we're going to DNA test them. That, having failed that, now that Trump's saying, okay, we won't separate them anymore. Well, DNA test them first. Make sure those people are their parents. Then we put them in a cell together. And they're going to stay there till they're hearing. You know, we're not letting you loose into the country because that is the magnet. That's the magnet. You got yourself a kid, any kid, buy them off the streets, come to the border, and they got to let you loose, right? Well, Trump's saying no more. We're going to keep you in that cell. He's doing it because he knows they won't come if they know they'll be deported after their hearing. Which 90% of them will. I mean, you're not going to make a 2,000-mile journey hauling a kid behind you. You're not going to. So guess what? They're now screaming this morning that it is cruel and unusual that we're not going to separate the kids. They've been screaming for almost a year that we're separating the kids. Now they're screaming because we're not going to separate the kids and we're going to keep them in the cell with their parents who made the decision to bring them. Listen to this. This is them now. The same darn people who demanded no separation of parents and children. Trump said, okay, we'll keep them all in the same cell, but we're not letting them go.
I think that the Trump administration people sit around every single day thinking up new ways to be cruel to these migrants.
Immigrant families, and specifically kids, they'll be held literally indefinitely at the pleasure of the Trump administration. It's kind of like Guantanamo.
What they want is no DNA testing. We don't care if it's a pedophile trafficking you across or your parents. We want no criminal DNA testing. We don't want to know if your dad's a pedophile or if he abuses little children, rapes women, or is wanted for murder. Where was that? Denver. We let the murderer in from Denver. Committed his murder in Denver. He's illegal. And now we're just going to let him go. That's what's considered humane. I mean, I don't know why these people aren't there out there at the local level arguing that you can pick up whatever kids you want from the carpool line. That's their border policy. James nailed that. Brilliant, James. Thank you for the help this morning.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Coming up in the next segment, decisive proof, as explained by CNN, that if you, as a Democrat, are for enforcing the law, or if you play any role whatsoever in enforcing the law against criminals, you are unelectable. This is how far Round the bend, this party has gone. I mean, I'm talking bark at the moon type stuff. Yeah, wait to hear. And CNN lays it out. It's beautiful. We're also going to talk about the media saying Trump says he's the chosen one to economically take on China. You got to listen to the whole thing uncut. Yeah, it's the usual from them. It's actually pretty good. I made it an epic rant today, so we'll do that too. That's coming up as well. By the way, did you see what else Trump did? I love this man. I do. Every day is a gift that Trump is in office. It really is. I just wake up with a smile on my face. I do. And I want to know what I go right to the computer. I got to know what he did next. Did you see what he told Europe? This is exactly how you handle this. You know, since, you know, we've actually elected to fight the war on terror in Syria. Crazy idea, I know. Instead of, you know, training the ISIS fighters like Obama was doing. We're actually killing them now. Well, we've caught some of them, and in particular, the ISIS brides and their kids who were radicalized, right? You can't just let them go. We've got some of the ISIS fighters, too. When captured in Syria, you can't just let them go, right? I mean, I know the Democrats would like to and then welcome them across the border, but into this country, but you can't. And so basically what Europe wants is for Trump just to keep him at Guantanamo. Well, who have been some of the biggest critics of the fact that Guantanamo exists and holds anybody? European leaders. Do you know what Trump just did? Do you see this? He just threatened to, quote, dump captured ISIS fighters on their borders if they don't take them back. He says he'll load them up and fly them into their countries. If Europe doesn't take them, then I have no choice but to release them into the countries from which they came. Where'd it come from? Oh, Europe. Yeah, remember millions of them just walked right in with no background check, which I guess is the Democrats' plan on our border, too.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.